All right. Chapter 46. From Paris with Love. Sunlight poured in through browning willow leaves. The breeze plucked a few and scattered them across the river's surface. They drifted downstream, bumped by the sleek noises of curious fish, then washed ashore on the white pebbles at the river bend. Fleur draped herself across the length of the branch, their branch, and spun the acorn pendant of her necklace, and spun the acorn pendant of her necklace round her finger on its chain. Merde. She ripped this morning's copy of the Daily Prophet out from under her arm. A younger Harry stared back at her. Fleur studied the hollow glint in his eyes and traced a finger down his cheek, then dragged her gaze across to the title. Okay, so... give me my motivation here, I guess. Like, is before I start this, I know she's being a bit coy. Does she give a shit about this or not? And if so, is she pretending to give a shit about it? And to what degree? Okay. So is she keeping that? Is she keeping the extent of that on the DL? Like, okay, is this like, yeah, you know, I mean, you didn't write it with an exclamation mark, but it's like the difference between, like, boy who lied attempts to curse fellow pupil of a Quidditch accident, or like, you know, boy who lied attempts to curse fellow pupil of a Quidditch accident. You know, like, right. Yeah.
Ellie, what did... you have never cast Blizzaga for me, Ellie.
Yeah. Yeah. I also misunderstood now that he's not here yet. So she's talking to herself. But it's kind of like a cat, like, you know. But yeah, okay.
Boy who lied attempts to curse fellow pupil of a Quidditch accident. Thought, vraiment. Ellie wouldn't curse someone over something like...
oh, she doesn't even know... right, she doesn't even know who the fucking is. Yeah.
Boy who lied attempts to curse fellow pupil of a Quidditch accident. There. Boy who lied attempts to curse fellow pupil of a Quidditch accident. Quidditch?
Quidditch?
Boy who lied attempts to curse fellow pupil of a Quidditch accident? Vraiment? Harry wouldn't curse someone over something like that? She skimmed the text. Sixth year student Katie Bell.
Heat bubbled in her bones and feathers thrust through her skin. The bones of her face shifted and heat curled round her palms.
Katie Bell.
Fleur took a deep breath.
There'll be a good explanation. There'll be a good explanation.
She glanced at the paper, then flicked through the pages to the... then flicked through the pages to the next article. Katie Bell's messy brown hair, eyes, and bright grin beamed off the page at her.
Oh, you piece of fucking shit. Okay, hang on.
Yeah, laugh it up. Laugh it up, bad teeth asshole. Okay, let's see. Looking up. Okay, typing it into the fucking thing. At least it isn't a, at least it isn't like a sentence that's hard to type. Not a sentence, a language that's hard to type. Or complicated to type, like Chinese or something. Oh my God, stop being a little piece of shit. Have you had any of this shit, verified by a French person? Okay. That is a cognate with Spanish. Okay. She's calling Katie a puta.
Pourquoi s'est-il mis en colère contre cette pute? Il l'aime toujours?
Get it in stages. I'm gonna take out the mayor. Mayor, I just put that in as a fucking joke. Now it's pissing me off. Mis en colère de ce a bolt in my fucking head. C'est mi mion. Pourquoi c'est mi en colère? Mi en colère contre cette pute. Il aime toujours. Okay. Pourquoi s'est-il mis en colère contre cette pute? Il aime toujours. Does that sound right to you? I don't necessarily know if I want close enough. I might get with Raph on. I don't know. Maybe not. Raph. Okay. Merde. Merde. Pourquoi s'est-il mis en colère contre cette pute? Il aime toujours. Il aime toujours. Il aime toujours. Fleur's face flooded with liquid heat, a curved beak thrust from her nose and chin. The paper burst into flames. The paper burst into flames. She watched the ashes float down from the branch, then drift away into the river on the breeze. The dry brown leaves of the willow tree quickly and easily caught fire, catching the entire tree alight. What was the author thinking? Ahem.
Ellie's coming. Ellie's coming soon. She smothered the heat back down until her face shifted back.
You want back twice? I have a feeling you don't. Yeah, there you go.
She smothered the heat back down until her face shifted, and the feathers of her arms slipped back beneath her skin. He better have a really good explanation for getting so angry over that girl. Fleur stifled another rush of heat before she changed again. And if you don't, mon coeur, I'll kill you. And then we will have a very long talk. A very, very long talk.
Last was a thought.
She lay back on the branch, closed her eyes, and let the sound of the willow leaves rustling in the breeze drown out her thoughts. A soft snap echoed under the leaves.
Say again? Okay.
A soft snap echoed beneath the branches. Fleur snapped her eyes open and leapt down onto the pebbles. Heat trickled through her bones.
Bonjour, mon coeur.
No. Yeah. You'll do like a French umbrage.
Bonjour, mon coeur.
Like Flo from Progressive, yeah.
Heat trickled through her bones. Bonjour, mon coeur. Bonjour, mon coeur. Small white feather tips slid out from under her skin as she stepped close to him.
I think I know how to say that one, but I'm still going to look it up. Yeah, hang on. I'll... You fucking piece. Yeah, okay. All right. No, I'll mimic the Google... The Google Translate voice.
Kivaliti! Kivaliti? Kivaliti?
Harry winced. You're angry, he muttered. Fleur glimpsed herself in his eyes. Her irises gleamed black as night.
Of course I'm angry.
Hang on. I had to keep making this disjointed, but I cannot be... It cannot be just me that's reading through this and not having something in my head for imagining bird mode. Hang on. So there's these enemies in Dark Souls 3 that like bird the fuck out when you go to them, and it looks like this. And I'm picturing it every time Fleur's about to bird out, and I really want that to happen. I want her to turn into literally that underneath the fucking tree, cause she's mad that Harry Blizzaga Draco Malfoy. Fucking, yeah, birds. Anyhoozle. Yeah, I mean, yeah, if they were like white feathers. Okay, well, anyway, that's enough dilly-dallying. I needed you to see what was within my soul. Okay.
I sort of knew you would be. I sort of knew you would be, he whispered. I hoped you'd understand.
Understand? Fleur threw her hands up in the air. You impaled this Malfoy with 4-inch spikes of ice. Et pourquoi? Kitty Bell? Kitty Bell?
Harry shook his head. I would have done it if it had been anyone, Fleur. I promise. I would have done it if it had been anyone, Fleur.
Part of the scene is that it genuinely, like, was it a residual romantic thing? Because I don't think it was. Yeah, they added. Yeah. That's a rough line. I mean, not badly written, just hard to read. Is this like
you promise,
or like is she? What's she thinking when she says you promise? I'm not. No. Okay. So that's exactly the read then, right? Like being disdainful of the entire concept. Yeah.
You promise.
Honestly, probably the read I used as an example is better.
The heat spilt into her eyes from the bones beneath her face. Fleur's lip trembled. How do I know? I am here. You and her are over there, together. Harry grimaced. Fleur, no.
She pressed her finger to her lips.
If it were me who got out, what would you have done, Harry? Don't lie. If it were me who got out, what would you have done, Harry? Don't lie. And don't lie.
Yeah.
He studied the sky. He studied the sky. I didn't mean to hurt him, you know. Just shut him up and get him out of the way. I was angry and that messed with my water conjuring spell. Harry's eyes met hers. They turned cold and hard as agate.
Nope. I've never known how to say that. I've seen people pronounce it agate, agat, agate, agate, agate. You know what? Agate. I think agate is right. Anybody else know? Cause yeah, fucking. What's the gender neutral of saying little miss or little mister? Because that's what I want to say, and then IPA, that's what. Well, you can't have a Oh, look at me all fancy with my mod powers. No, you can't have a Chinese X at the end of a word. That's not how Chinese X's work. It probably would be like mix. Mix. Yeah, agate. I think I've heard most people say agate. Well, there's also. Oh wait, I thought for a second it was dialogue, and then we could just be like, "That's how like, oh, that's how Harry would say it, or whatever." You know, that's an easy cop out, but. Maggot. Yep. Yeah. Fucking
oregano.
Or what? You just sounded like Brian David Gilbert. I don't know why, but you did. I wish I'd gotten that on the recording. No, yeah. Or whatever the fuck stupid shit Lee was calling eggplant or whatever the hell. Not eggplant, it was something else. Anyway.
Harry's eyes met. What?
Oregon or oregano? What was. How do you fuck up saying Oregon? Oregon? What? No one says that. I actually don't know how to properly say Arkansas. Like, I've heard people say it's pronounced Arkansas, but, like, I think they're also joking. Well, yeah, but like, oh my god, I need to record fan fiction. Okay.
Harry's eyes met hers. They turned cold and hard as agate.
That's a bad read.
They turned cold and hard as agate.
Damn it.
They turned cold and hard as agate.
Hmm.
They turned cold and hard as agate. If it had been you, I would have killed him. A gleam of worry hovered in his eyes. And that might not be what you want to hear, but I'm not some jack-in-the-box hero who comes out to save the day. And then gets packed up until next. Then gets packed away until next time. Fleur's heart squirmed. And I'm not just a pretty face, Monka. I face my own dragons.
It's. Now that should be lighter, right? Like, is that the signal that she's not actually angry anymore, right? Because he reacts in such a way. Okay.
And I'm not just a pretty face, Monka. I face my own dragons.
There we go. You wouldn't believe how often I widen my eyes when I'm reading Fleur. Like, a lot. Like, all the way. She is nuts. Harry's lips twisted. So, you're not angry?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Fleur grabbed him by his robes. But do you give me a reason to think you're running around with Katie Bell behind my back?
She traced her fingertips along his jaw, smiling when he shivered.
I do not like how fiercely you defended that girl. You're mine.
Katie's just a friend, Harry said. I...
Give me a word to say after I... Like, I would, okay.
I would, I'm not going to abandon you, Monka. Not now, not ever. Not now, not ever.
Not even if I told you what I've done. Not even if I told you what I've done.
Unease tangled itself in Fleur's abdomen. As long as you're my Harry, I won't care. As long...
Okay, this is central. Their conversations are getting complicated. This is a side effect of the writing being sparse. In that, it's great writing, but also when you have to say it out loud, you need more clarification about almost everything, because there is additional writing to be done in the interpretation of the way they say shit. This is a big central thing for her. She doesn't give two fucks what Harry does. So long as he's still hers, is that something that she has firmly come to by this point, or is this her first realization of that? Mm-hmm. Right. The whole concept that Harry can do fucking whatever and she doesn't care. Okay. Yeah.
I've got the read then.
As long as you're my Harry. As long as you're my Harry, I won't care. As long as you're my Harry, I won't care. I won't care. I won't care.
He pulled her close and pressed his lips to her forehead.
Is this just like my princess? Is that, that's just what that is, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, which is probably about as close as Harry can get it.
He pulled her close and pressed his lips to her forehead. Definitely yours, my princess.
Nah.
Definitely yours, my princess. Definitely yours, my princess. My princess. Vraiment?
Fleur's voice shook. She huffed at his small smile and stamped on his toes.
Vraiment? Vraiment, he echoed.
I got myself trapped in other people's unfair and selfish expectations not so long ago. Now I'm free of that. There are billions of individuals trying to get what they want, and I'm just one of them. He slipped a finger under her chin and tilted her face up toward his. And you're what I want. And you're what I want.
God, they are play acting and having a serious, passionate romance, aren't they? This is so creepy. I love it. Yeah, it's so good.
Her heart fluttered. And what would you, and what would you do to get that monk? And what would you do to get that monk? And what would you do to get that monk? And what would you do to get that monk?
The corner of Harry's lips twitched. Anything I had to.
God, he's such a fucking I love him. He sucks.
He rested his forehead on hers. You're the one perfect wish that came true. Nothing else is worth a fraction of you.
Perfect, as always.
Warmth flooded through Fleur's chest.
Then you'll be more careful next time you want to curse someone, won't you? You can come. You can come visit me if they lock you up in Azkaban, Nelly.
He pressed his lips to hers, slipping a hand onto the back of her neck to keep her against him.
I was afraid that you wouldn't understand, he murmured. Do you think I'm so different?
She cupped his face between her palms.
Gabby is the one who believes in things like this. Gabby is the one who believes in things like this. I gave up a long time ago. Until you.
Fleur pouted.
And now look at me. Planning the rest of my life with some English boy.
Isn't it a little early to say things like that? A teasing glint hovered. A teasing glint hovered in his eyes.
We've only been together for a few months. Are we going too fast for you, Harry?
She leaned in close, brushing the tip of her nose against his.
I suppose I should stop.
Harry caught her lips with his, pressing her back into the warm willow's trunk. His hands tangled in her hair, drifted to her hips and cupped her waist. Her breasts crushed against his chest, and fire seared through her veins. He pulled back.
Still want to stop.
A soft moan escaped Fleur's lips. She flushed. He laughed, but heat smoldered in his eyes.
That was a very sexy moan. Are you sure this spot's too uncomfortable?
She dragged his mouth back down onto hers for a soft kiss. Then let the fire fade from her blood.
Yes.
Fleur rested his arms over his shoulders.
Now I want to see what you can do. The Daily Prophet spent so much time talking about these dark curse you used that I want to see it for myself.
Do okay. Harry smirked. I have a better idea. You know how to duel, don't you? Fleur sniffed.
Of course. I am this good champion.
He laughed. Of course you are. Want to try me?
You will lose. You will lose. I am a good duelist.
I need practice. Harry wagged his finger at her. But you should know better than to tell me you'll beat me. You said you'd win the trial as a tournament, too.
I would have done if Voldemort's follower had interfered.
She grabbed. She grabbed his arm and apparated them. She grabbed his arm and apparated them back to the chateau.
You will see. You will see.
They arrived amongst Gabby's shoes.
Pause and save.
They arrived amongst Gabby's shoes.
That's such a good line.
Are your parents home? Harry asked. Is that...
Okay, Metal Sage ass fucking Matt Bradley. Okay, hang on. I am going to put a little bit more suggestiveness into that line, though, because it does need it.
Are your parents home? Harry asked. Not today, not until late. There's an event in Paris they're attending together. She took his hand and led him around the main staircase to the... smaller second set of steps and down towards the basement.
Do you have a dungeon?
Do you have a dungeon? Harry grinned. Please tell me you do. Please tell me you do. Please tell me. Please tell me you do. Please tell me you do.
God damn it. Okay, hang on.
Please. Please. Do you have a dungeon? Please. Please tell me you do.
That's probably it.
No, but we have a basement that is partly a wine cellar and partly empty. Maman used to brew potions down there. But when they allowed this shop in Carcassonne, she no longer needed to. Gabby and I use it occasionally, normally for practicing magic, since it's well warded.
What are the rules?
Normal dueling rules. Normal dueling rules, Fleur said.
Harry raised an eyebrow.
He doesn't know the rules.
Nothing more dangerous than a stunner, no stepping out of the ring, and no speaking except for spell incantations. I want to see the curse you used on Malfoy first, though. She tugged him down the steps and out under the high, vaulted cellar ceiling. An earthy, musty smell reached Fleur's nose. The author forgot the word smell. And possibly he meant scent. But the reader doesn't know, because neither word was written. An earthy, musty scent reached Fleur's nose. Racks of wine bottles lined the walls.
What about the wine? Harry asked.
Got going in now.
Fleur pointed at the small door at the far end.
Otherwise very expensive vintages of wine get ruined and the papa gets angry.
Fleur swung the door shut.
Very angry. Show me, she demanded. You wouldn't show me the vile one, so you have to show me this one.
Harry drew himself up, adopted a serious, focused expression, and slid his wand from his sleeve.
Fleur laughed. I hope that is not your dueling face, monsieur.
No.
I hope that is not your dueling... I hope that is not your dueling face, monsieur.
Nah.
I hope that is not your dueling face, monsieur. I hope that is not your dueling face, monsieur.
Harry shot her a grin, twirling his wand like a conductor's stick.
Aguamenti!
A small stream of water burst from the tip of his wand and spattered on the floor. Fleur pulled her wand.
Show me, or I'll curse you.
That's the spell I used, I promise.
That's the spell I used, I promise.
She pouted.
Then stop being difficult and show me what you did to it.
What will you do if I don't? Harry teased.
I'll tell Gabby about the photos in the room of requirement, Fleur promised. She will pest you about it every time you see her until the end of time.
Harry paled a fraction. That seems a little harsh. He closed his eyes for a moment and turned away from her. Ice crept back into his expression. Ice crept back into his expression.
This isn't parcel magic, is he? He's just hissing, like, as in, like, normal way, right? Yeah.
Aguamenti. Aguamenti. He hissed.
Water sprayed across the room against the wall. Sharp chunks of ice smashed against the sandstone and shattered the glass. And shattered like glass. Fleur stared at the shards of ice upon the floor.
How did you do that? That's a simple conjuring spell, not a curse.
I told you I was angry. She walked over to the pile of jagged fragments and poked it with her toe. Thick, sharp-edged pieces the width and length of her arm. Thick, sharp-edged pieces the width and length of her palm. That is not a complete sentence. Guess it doesn't have to be. At the very least, there's two spaces in it. Yeah, there we go. But,
like, you know, this is the kind of thing you can leave in there, but it's not super, super like you. Poked it with her toe. I mean, my first isn't going to just kind of make it part of the previous sentence. Or like, you know. I don't know if it's a real word, but it sucks. Strewed this other floor. That sucks, yeah. Well, strewed, but, like, you know, it just looks stupid in the sentence. Like, it's just, like, it looks like you did it on purpose. Like, it looks like because another word wouldn't work and that was the only other word you could, like, it looks like writing is what it looks like, you know? Is Wicked talking about Baron Zemo from Marvel? What was the voice? Oh God, I don't know if anybody was in this call with me when I was talking about this. I came up with a voice for Wicked, and I don't remember what it was. It wasn't like a Swedish voice or anything. It was just some silly voice. Fuck. I think it was a Hulk Klung. Ah, whatever. I'll think of it. I think he would think it's fucking hilarious, but I just don't remember what it was. Anyway.
Thick, sharp-edged pieces the width and length of her palm covered the cellar floor. I'd never seen anything quite like it.
You haven't?
A frown creased his brow. It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Dangerous, but brilliant. Dangerous, but brilliant. Dangerous, but brilliant. Dangerous, but brilliant.
That was too rhotic.
Dangerous, but brilliant. She poked the pieces of ice with her toe. I don't know why your emotions have so much more influence over your magic. But I'm not doing you very seriously until you can control that. It's not safe.
Harry's wand disappeared into his sleeve. Then we'd best not duel.
When does it happen? When does it happen?
Fleur murmured.
When I'm angry,
Harry said. I don't know why it happens. It doesn't happen much, just a couple of times.
He folded his arms.
We're not dueling until I'm sure it won't happen. We're not dueling until I'm sure it won't happen.
He's as bad as Papa.
Let's go somewhere, Fleur said. Somewhere nice. Somewhere nice.
Where? Where? Is it right to read? I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying doing this, but I hope it's legit. But one of the main things I'm reading into Harry's character in terms of him being in a relationship is that even though he is comfortable around Fleur, he is constantly low key irritated in a sort of like petulant manner about being required in this situation to share anything that he wouldn't share with a normal person. Not irritated, that's not the right word. Yeah, he's like almost sort of rolling his eyes, but not quite. Sorta. Yeah. It's like in this right here, it's that was like behind the like he's a little snippy when he's like, you know, it's like, when does it happen? Like, when I'm angry, shut up, you know, like kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, I think the actual read I did was more nuanced. But yeah, you know, it's like can we stop talking about this, you know, kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where? Where?
Check the read before I went on the tangent. That one might still be better.
I know I bless him, Harry. Have I said Paris as her? I feel like I have said Paris, and I want to keep that consistent. Have I said Paris?
It's a minor fucking detail. I do want to say Pelly, and I don't think she's saying it.
I know a place in Pelly, Fleur said. But we need to cook.
But we need to go kidnap Gabby first.
We do. A smile crept back onto Harry's face.
Oh, smile, because Gabby's going to come and help you tease me.
A slight pout curved Fleur's lips.
A good thing I met you when I did, though Gabby might really have stolen you first.
That's not what you wrote, but that's, like...
Might have really stolen you first.
That's awkward, I think. I mean, up to you. Well, like, okay, I mean, what I said was, or Gabby might really have stolen you first. Well, and it's like,
oh, Gabby might have really stolen you first.
Which one? Okay, I'll just make, yeah, okay.
I promised that we'd go there with her, she said. It's our favorite place. It's our favorite place. And she's been lonely at Beauxbatons with me always coming to see you. I made her promise to be good, though, as good as she can be, at least.
Oh, and let me know, by the way, when you want her to start getting better at English. I don't think we're there yet, because she's still living in France. You know? Oh, really? Okay. Now, just to be clear, that is a change from earlier, right? You did originally want the accent to lessen. I feel sure about that. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, and she's a very stubborn person anyway, and she doesn't spend a whole lot of... Does she get a job at Gringotts in this fic? She does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Go.
Harry chuckled. How are they going to kidnap her? Fleur pulled the portkey she'd made for herself out of her robes and waved it at him.
Madame Maxime lets me do what I want within reason. She might chide me for stealing my little sister away, but only because I forgot to ask first.
Doesn't Beauxbatons have anti-portkey wards? Harry asked.
Of course it does.
Fleur smirked.
Of course it does.
Fleur smirked.
Only someone keyed into the waltz can create their portkey to the school.
Harry raised an eyebrow and nodded.
Fleur huffed. Are you going to ask me how I did it?
A broad grin stretched across Harry's face. And that, how did you achieve this most brilliant and noteworthy accomplishment, ma princesse?
I created my own world key from scratch.
Fleur turned her nose up.
It's the sort of thing that gets you into a lot of trouble, then gets you a very well-paid job in a very particular part of the government. I fucked up the R. Then gets you a very well-paid job in a very particular part of the government.
Harry pulled his necklace out of his robes. A shame this one's wasted on me, then. A portkey to and from outside them, anyway. What does he mean by that? Oh, right.
Fortunately, my enchantment hasn't been wasted on you. I can't create a key for Hogwarts Waltz without spending a lot of time there figuring them out.
Fleur extended her arm.
Let's go.
Harry linked his arm with hers.
Argent,
Fleur murmured. They stepped into a room.
What?
Oh, I see what you meant, but yeah, you totally gotta fucking add something, because that's very confusing. Yeah. Because you mean they stepped into her room at, like, Beaubaton, right? Yeah. Have you noticed, Akiko? I said, anti-pokey waltz. It was just a very exaggerated waltz, you know. Fuck was that comedy voice I used for Wicked? God damn it. It might have just been my ring announcer voice. Like, I love Zemo. He is OP character. The best villain. Not too OP, not too weak, the middleman, and he is rich. I don't think that was it, but it was like, that is funny. That is funny though, but I don't remember. Were you in that call? Yeah, it was some shit. Like I don't think it was a sweet. I've done like an exaggerated offensive sweet voice before, but I don't think it was that though. Yeah. Yeah. They stepped into a small room, ringed in shelves of books, and covered in a familiar hoard of small, glittering trinkets. Silver and blue blankets draped over the bed, and a mountain of bright-hued pillows. Harry smiled and pointed at the photo on her bedside table. I remember that picture. Gabby waved at Harry, who waved back. Fleur's own image stared at him. Yeah, you gotta fucking... Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Gabby waved at Harry from within the frame. He waved back. Fleur's image stared at Harry with a wrinkled brow and a strange half-smile. Where's your sister? Harry's hat.
Yep.
Harry's smile lit up her room like... Harry's smile lit up her room like the sun. Do we have to sneak through Beaubaton? Well, if you were anyone else, we could just walk and nobody would think twice. But since you're famous and I am who I am, it'd be best to disillusion ourselves. Harry chuckled. Will she scream if we grab her while we're invisible? There we go. Will she scream if we grab her while we're invisible? Not anymore. She's used to it. If she knows I'm coming, she'll feel for my magic and grab me. If she knows I'm coming, she'll feel for my magic and grab me instead. Does she know we're coming? Not this time. Follow me. Not this time. We made it up. It never happened. It never happened. This one was invented by a writer. It never happened. Okay. She led Harry out of her room, taking his hand and pausing only to disillusion themselves. Like, subject-object agreement or whatever. You can't have her disillusion themselves. Tsukiko did mention that them both works. She took Harry's hand and led him out of her room, pausing only to disillusion them both, then down the corridor in the direction of Gabrielle's favorite spot.
I prefer Hogwarts, Harry whispered. Puppeton is beautiful,
but it doesn't seem quite as magical.
No.
Puppeton is beautiful, but it doesn't quite seem as magical.
You're a biased, tasteless English boy, though. Puppeton is far more elegant and just as magical, Fleur murmured. Hogwarts is grey, drafty, and has that old forest.
Harry squeezed her hand with a quiet laugh. You haven't seen half the horrors of that forest. The burnt skeleton amidst the pine trunks and needles hovered briefly before Fleur's mind's eye.
I've seen enough.
She pointed their joined hands at the door toward the far end of the corridor.
Gabby's out there. The door leads out over the buttress to a small balcony. Nobody else ever goes there.
Fleur eased the handle open and pushed the door. It let out a loud creak. Gabby's head snapped round in a swirl of silver hair. She closed her eyes.
Fleur! And you brought Ellie?
Gabby peered around.
I can only see where Fleur is. Hello, little chick.
Fleur let her magic fade and swept Gabby into a hug. Is that you thinking more about it, or is that you highlighting it because I need to retake it? Fleur let her magic dissipate and swept Gabby into a hug. Harry faded back into sight and shot Fleur's sister a smile. Gabby.
Gabby pouted. You are right next to Fleur. Why couldn't I see you?
The disillusionment charm looks better for me.
Our magic battles with the intent of the charm, Fleur said. The allure requires us to be seen to work best, so it draws attention to us. Why are you here?
Gabby chirped.
Am I being kidnapped again?
This is a regular thing, Harry asked. Babeton is boring. Gabby bounced on her feet. I always get Fleur to come and rescue me and take me somewhere more fun. Normally we got the Carcassonne or Paris. Paris. Fleur mussed Gabby's hair. Like going to your favorite place in all of France.
One of the mildly irritating things about Fleur and Gabby scenes is that one of the effects that Gabby has on Fleur quite obviously, and this is the case for just about every pair of sisters I've ever fucking seen, when Fleur interacts with Gabby, her mental age goes down slightly, unless she has something on her mind, so it's hard to resist making Fleur sound a bit more youthful, which then makes her sound even more like Gabby, and so on and so forth. But...
Her eyes lit up, and she seized Fleur's hand in one of hers, and Harry's in the other. Let's go. I've been craving meringues all day. Fleur retrieved Harry from her sister's grip, linking arms with him. Do you remember your promise? She murmured in her sister's ear. Gabby sulked. Of course I do. Not trying to charm Fleur's boyfriend. She gets overly touchy about it. Mischief gleamed in her blue eyes. You never made me promise not to tell him about... What?
What does that mean?
Not to tell him about you?
What does she mean by that?
You never made me promise not to tell what you said about him. I made you promise to be good, Fleur muttered. If one word of the things I said about Harry comes out of you, I'm going to burn every pair of shoes you own.
Are we going? Harry asked.
We are going. Fleur sighed along, apparated them onto the cobbles of Paris, opposite a quaint little restaurant. Welcome to Madame Antoinette's, Gabby grinned. It's got the best desserts in all of Paris and most of France. We've checked.
I'm rolling, right? Yeah, I'm rolling. I know there's been a lot of asides in this chapter, but this chapter's fucking long, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, this is real good. Like, nothing in this is... It's weird because a lot of this... Okay, like, the first scene was hard science character development. A lot of the other stuff could be seen as if you were just skimming it and thinking, oh, this is fluff. But, like, all of this is needed, you know? All of it is. One of the biggest things that you've added in... that you had with this... is that Harry's going around with people acting like a fucking person. And he does that with Katie and Neville more in the remaster. And he's doing that here as well. That's what this last part of the chapter is, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, almost though it's intentional. Okay, let's see.
A small, stout man wearing a chocolate-stained chef's coat glanced up at them as they entered. A hint of glaze crept into his eyes.
What does that mean? Oh, from the allure, of course. Yeah. Say that well. riddle me this, Batman. How the fuck would a French person tell the difference between a single and plural mademoiselle? Because you just drop the S, right? Like, that's what Google Translate's telling me anyway. Yeah.
Mademoiselle Lego, bienvenue, your usual table is free. Ho, ho, ho. B, our guest,
okay.
Gabby beamed and darted to a table at the back.
I thought this was Madame Antoinette's.
Harry took a seat opposite Gabby and accepted the menu through... Harry took a seat opposite Gabby and accepted the menu she thrust at him.
It's a very bad joke, Fleur said. The owner is muggle-bone and doesn't realize that most wizards won't understand. Of course he does make wonderful food, so we have forgiven him. Of course he does make wonderful food, so we have forgiven him.
Gabby huffed her out of meringues. I shall have to have some other French shit instead.
Gabby huffed. They'll have the meringue. They'll have the meringue. I shall have to have clavouti instead.
Gabby huffed.
They'll have the meringue. I shall have to have clafouti instead. I shall have to have clafouti instead.
Clafouti. Tea. Gotta get that.
I shall have to have clafouti instead. I shall have to have clafouti instead.
Fleur rolled her eyes.
How terrible for you, Gabby. Stuck eating your favorite cherry dessert. I want the meringue today. They're sweet, though.
Harry raised an eyebrow. Fleur smiled.
It's not a real thing, just a delicate one.
She turned a pointed look on her baby sister.
Gabby is the worst of all of us. I am not, she said. Everyone knows Fleur is the worst. She wants a whole box of icing sugar in the middle of the night. I remember having a significant amount of help eating that. I remember having a significant amount of help eating that,
Fleur murmured. Gabby flushed.
You have honey for breakfast. You have honey... You have honey for breakfast. Lots of people eat honey for breakfast.
Who said that? Is that... That's actually probably Harry, right? Yeah, it's better if it's a Harry line, but yeah, the text doesn't say.
Lots of people eat honey for breakfast, Harry said. Fleur eats it out of the jar. Fleur eats it out of the jar,
Gabby crowed, with a tablespoon.
That is unusual, he grinned. I think Gabby might be right.
Fleur shrugged. You should be grateful for my love of sweet things, Ellie. If I did not love dessert wine so much, our evening at the Yule Ball might have ended very differently.
Harry flushed. True, he admitted. He muttered.
You know, and actually, I had thought that you were... I thought the sugar thing was more of a, like, you were saying that Vila, because of their fire powers, have a much higher metabolism than other creatures, which does kind of check out. But, anyway.
Who pung me? Oh, yeah, okay. I won't forget that. All right, cool.
Gabby squeaked and turned crimson behind her menu. Fleur, you didn't!
Didn't what?
Wait, is that Fleur or Harry saying didn't what? Okay.
Didn't what? Didn't what?
Fleur asked. Gabby shifted in her seat and glanced at Harry.
You know?
Her eyes flashed with mischief, and the flush rose further up her face.
No!
Harry's face...
No!
Harry's face... Harry flared bright... Harry flared bright red.
She kissed me under the mistletoe, then she ran away.
I did not run away.
Gabby giggled.
Did she avoid you and pretend nothing was happening?
Harry grinned.
Definitely, has she... Definitely, has she... Definitely, has she done that before?
Not with a boy.
Gabby snatched her feet back just in time.
Ah. Not with a boy.
Gabby snatched her feet back just in time to avoid Fleur's stomp.
But whenever she was in trouble when we were... But whenever she was in trouble when we were younger, she'd always run off and then pretend she'd done nothing wrong.
Better than giving Mama the big eyes and blaming me, little chick.
Better than giving Mama the big eyes and blaming me, little chick.
Fleur shot Gabby a half-hearted glare.
I got blamed for everything by this tiny harpy. Don't trust her, Harry. She's a greedy little bird.
Gabby tried to pout, but ended up giggling too much to manage it.
Fleur's only being mean because I told her if she didn't want you, I'd have you. Fleur's only being mean because I told her if she didn't want you, I'd have you. I think she's worried I was being serious.
Harry laughed and winked at her. Well, if you change your mind and decide you are serious, Gabby, you just let me know. You get the comma, you know, comma not a period. Fleur huffed and crossed her arms.
We both know I am perfect for you, Harry. You'll never leave me for another girl. We both know I am perfect for you, Harry. You'll never leave me for another girl. You'd never leave me for another girl.
She gave him a sweet smile.
And if you did, especially for my little sister, I would burn you to ashes.
Gabby sighed.
How do you say that? How do you say that name? America.
Gabby sighed.
Just like in Maman's books about thy name.
The chef strode over, a small book in his hand.
Mademoiselle, monsieur. Mademoiselle, monsieur.
Clafoutis,
Fleur said. Trois, s'il vous plaît. She shared a smile with Gabby.
We need to teach you some good taste, Ali. We need to teach you some good taste, Harry. I've eaten English food, and all the good bits were stolen from other countries. Clafoutis is a good place to start.
If Gabby will share it, that is, Harry quipped.
Gabby doesn't share chalice,
Gabby said.
But Fleur made me promise to be good. So this one time I'll make an exception.
End of chapter 40-something. End of chapter 46.
Is this chapter 46?